Justin Flipak with you, joined now by Coach Brett Plattner, talking Jacksonites boys basketball. The Cobras finished their regular season, 8 wins and 9 losses, and had won back-to-back games. We're looking for a third straight win going into sub-state before being tripped up earlier this week. But let's go back to last Thursday and Friday. Coach, a couple pretty good wins at home in consecutive nights, beating Oskaloosa 72-51, and then McClouth 58-44. A couple of your higher-scoring games of the season, and obviously these were rematches, but man, the win margin was quite a bit more, especially in the McClouth game. Had to feel like your team played some pretty good basketball, maybe as good as they had all year last Thursday and Friday night.
Yeah, I thought especially offensively, that was the best we'd moved the ball all year. And, of course, we've had good ball movement from time to time during this year, but we just haven't been able to loosen up the defense with the three-point shot or been able to consistently hit mid-range and finish off our layups in some cases. But I thought, like you said, Thursday, Friday, that was our most well-rounded performance. We were passing the ball well. We looked like we were one step ahead and knew exactly where we needed to go with the ball based upon where the defense was and reacting, and ended up looking positive for us. I think during the year we've been shooting 34% as a whole, and those two nights we collectively shot 55% versus McClouth and 49% versus Oskaloosa. So we were certainly moving the ball well, which helped us get good shots, and then those good shots we were knocking down, which was good to see.
We talked a little last week about Jason Bosley stepping up. He had another 20-point game. Grant Ammon had a 14-point game. I know when you sent me the stats before Tuesday night's game against ACCHS, and instead of maybe just kind of feeling like you're leaning on one or two guys, it seemed like you'd consistently maybe had at least three guys that were kind of scoring in double digits and giving you quite a bit on the offensive end. Unfortunately, against ACCHS, that wasn't the case. And I know Tuesday was just kind of a frustrating night, down by 2 points at halftime, but just seemed kind of out of sync, I guess. What did you chalk up the loss to on Tuesday against Effingham?
Yeah, and if you look at the final stats, we had 25 turnovers. And any good coach will tell you that if you have 25 turnovers, you're not very consistently putting yourself in a position to win. So we have to make sure that we're taking care of the basketball better. You can't score the basketball if you don't have the basketball. And a lot of those points that ACCHS had, in which they were starting to stretch the lead, put the game away, were generated off those turnovers we were creating. And credit to them, they played very aggressive. They pressed us. They sped us up. We looked out of control, out of sync at times. But a lot of those turnovers were just unforced errors that we either need to read the defense better, see the whole floor, or we need to fake a pass one way and make it the other. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that nearly consistently enough, nor were we able to knock down shots like we had in previous games. And again, credit to ACCHS. They played extremely hard. Coach Hoffman had them ready to go for this game. They were getting every single loose ball that was on the floor, and every rebound that was 50-50 seemed like they were coming up with. So we have to bring better effort, especially coming up here Friday, and we have to make sure we take care of that basketball and value it a little bit more.
Yeah, you mentioned Friday, and that's postseason, so boom, all of a sudden you're the whole season's on the line. You're going to host Troy on Friday night as the number 3 seed in your sub-state. So a little bit different opponent, but a couple days to prepare. I'm sure you're excited to get back on the floor and kind of spit out the taste of Tuesday night and really focus in here on Troy now for this week.
For sure, and that's the great thing about basketball. As opposed to football, you have a whole week to sit on a win or a loss. Basketball, you usually get an opportunity to put that bad taste out of your mouth a couple days after that. And we have that opportunity to do that Friday, and we have to bring our best effort because we know, based upon the film we've watched and just by the scores that they've been posting, that Troy's a very talented basketball team, and it's going to take our best effort to be able to compete and or try to come out with a victory on Friday.
Kind of a crazy year for a lot of different reasons, of course, but I was looking Tuesday night, you know, during the broadcast, you only got 3 games in December and you started 0-3, but, you know, going into Tuesday night, I think you had a record of like 4-2 in the month of February. So I guess I was just going to kind of ask you, obviously with a lot still to be determined and play for, but what have you kind of felt like, I guess, in terms of how this team has progressed and kind of gotten better and grown as a first-year head coach this year?
Yeah, and on and off the court, it's kind of just been a roller coaster this year. Our performances on the court have kind of been a roller coaster as far as our scoring output. Things off the court, especially in a COVID year, have been a roller coaster. So it's definitely presented its challenges in its first year, and I knew that going in that it presented its challenges, and everybody's had to deal with challenges of their own. But I think if you look back at our film early on to start the year and then you compare it with some of the stuff we've been doing now, there's definitely a clear improvement in our team. And that was ultimately the goal to start the year. We don't care about the wins and losses. We just want to make sure we're better than how we started. And I think that's something that we've been able to do, whether that's been better ball movement, up until last night, of course, taking care of the basketball a little bit better and just making better decisions on the court. Because a lot of these kids that have stepped into varsity roles this year, they haven't had a ton of experience playing basketball. So we knew the more time that they had on the court, the better they'd get reacting to certain situations.
You bet. We'll be there Friday to broadcast the sub-state quarterfinal against Troy. Best of luck, Coach. Thanks for your time as always.
Yep, thanks again, Justin. We'll see you on Friday.
Brett Plattner, head coach of the Cobras. The Jacksonites Locker Room Chats are brought to you by C&D Food Mart and Williams Company in Whiting, also by Rob Wareham at Farm Bureau Financial Services, and by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.